There are a lot of us old hippies who are still trying to leave a smaller footprint on this planet Earth. It's exciting for us to see a resurgence of interest in local food, sustainable living, and using smart technology to live clean. This week, I'm talking to Jamie and Dan Gather, who are a part of that resurgence. They call their 20-acre project the Harn.
Okay, so Harn is Danny's lexicon. It's our house barn. So if you take the H from house and the Arn from barn, you get Harn. And people think it's Scandinavian or Norwegian or something, but it's just a squished word, which I say beats the heck out of shouse for shed house. So I love Harn, and it just kind of stuck.
It took Jamie and Dan over a decade to plot a course to their dream, to get out of the rat race and to live sustainably.
Yeah, so I worked in the steel industry as a metallurgical engineer, as a quality engineer at the end of my service. And but I held my own. I don't say the F word nearly as much as I used to. Danny and I both decided that we didn't want to work in the rat race and basically give our lives away, and you know, until we were worthless.
Jamie is originally from Ohio, and Dan grew up in Indiana. They were introduced to the North Woods when they began visiting Jamie's mother and her husband near Alexandria.
We bought the land on Danny's birthday in January 2007, and we've slowly developed the land over the last 10 years. So we just hit our 10-year anniversary.
When I drive onto their land, I see a lot of trees around a curving driveway, and then what looks like a steel-sided pole barn.
Originally, we had a 30 by 60 pole barn, and we put in a 20 by 30 living space by building a bookshelf wall between the remainder of the pole barn and this space.
They have a lot of ideas. Some are underway, and some are down the road. Food forests, permaculture, water catchment, heating with a rocket stove. My kind of people.
Okay, so yeah, we've always been interested in living with the earth, and permaculture is basically a practice of living with nature. Everything goes to use. There are no wastes. It's a circle of materials and resources, and you work with the problems that you encounter. So the problem is the solution, is a common statement in permaculture. We've got a little bit of a problem with lots and lots of trees, so our solution is going to have to be a little bit more shade-loving things and potentially clearing out a few of the trees, which will go to good use in our rocket mass heater.
It's hard to describe their house. A wide-open floor plan, lots of wood paneling, shelves stuffed with books, art, and art supplies, bright windows, and in the center of the room, a rocket stove, a barrel with an upright brick hole for sticking in small pieces of wood and metal piping that runs back and forth twice before heading for the chimney.
So it'll have a bench that comes out from the barrel, and that will be where we sit with our kitchen table, and then there'll the higher exhaust that comes out and runs up toward the chimney will be covered also with cob, and that will create the backside of the bench.
Danny Gather.
Once she gets it going, the suction will kick in right away once it has a little bit of heat. And once it takes off, it'll sound like a rocket, just a jet kind of idling. And that's how you know you've got a good burn, once you hear the sound.
You're listening to The Call of the Wild. This week, I'm talking to Jamie and Dan Gather, near Itasca State Park. Another system they have in place already is a way to capture all of their water from the rain running off the roof. A very sophisticated water catchment system. They have no well.
In Minnesota, this is old farm country, and there's still a lot of cattle around here, and Minnesota naturally has a lot of arsenic in the water. You never know what can be in the groundwater. And we just found out recently there's a potential that the pipeline is going to be coming in our backyard, which is disturbing to me as a water protector. But so we knew we wanted a water that was clean and safe. And so we put, when we built the building, we put a steel roof on because steel is a great thing to catch off. We put gutters up. We paid professionals to do that so they were nice and sturdy. And we got gutters, gutter guards, leaf guards that basically filter the leaves and stuff out. We have a PVC first catch system at the end of our gutter catchment, which that will be the first flush water off of the roof, which will have the bird poop and the dead bugs and things. Then the rest of the water from that rainfall will go into our cistern storage area. So cistern storage, we have two 1,500-gallon cisterns. One captures rainwater from the northeast corner side of the roof, and the other captures rainwater from the southeast side of the roof, which has a longer overhang because we built a shed over the cisterns to protect them from the winter cold.
We take a tour around the house to see how the system works. We end up in a lean-to off the back of the house that holds the two cisterns.
But yeah, you can see this gutter comes down and goes into that first section. And that device up there, there's another one that's a little lower, but basically it filters leaves and debris out at the top, and then you can just clean those out. And you see that long PVC that's coming down? This is where the first flush comes in. And then after you get a big rainfall, you can take this out and don't stand too close. You can let all that first flush out. There wasn't too much in there.
Jamie and Dan have a solid sense of when to hire experts and when to innovate and learn as they go. I think back to when my Jamie and I were building our straw bale house. So many lessons learned. The Gathers have plans to turn their lessons learned into lessons they can share with others who are interested in building affordably and sustainably in these North Woods.
Yeah, so part of our goal with trying to live sustainable was is helping other people learn how to live sustainably. The Rocket Mass Heater was a big thing with that. I remember Danny took a workshop with Ernie and Erica Weisner in Ely in 2013, and he called me on the way back to the Harn because he spent 2 6-week stints up here trying to get things built and ready. And he called me on the drive back to the Harn in tears saying, this is what I want to do. I want to help people learn how to do this.
With the Call of the Wild, I'm Milt Lee.